When you really think about this business model of surveillance capitalism coupled with psychological warfare, what you have is the business of capturing souls, stealing souls without your permission, because they're stealing the essence of what makes you through surveillance
And they're
capitalism.
taking
They're
you over very
stealing
young and putting you into like a false metaverse to
all the
then.
training and the education, quote unquote, et cetera, et cetera. They're stealing souls and they're reselling them, and then they're manipulating them. Okay. And I never thought 3 years ago that I would be using terms like evil, but there doesn't seem to be language other than the language of faith to describe what's happening in humanity right now. And here's, I want to try to have a little bit of a bright side on this. If you admit to the existence of evil, which I think many of us increasingly are using that language and framing our understanding of what's going on in the world in those terms,
Organized evil.
remember that
Organized evil.
the counterpoint to evil is love and good. And we as communities need to remember that. We need to remember that we should come together, those of us that are pro-human, and celebrate our humanity and the things that give us joy and pleasure, and not in a perverse way. And a lot of those have to do with these classical principles of ethics, how to exist in the world with other humans, and the importance of loving each other, and celebrating our community. I love your point that if we don't resist, we basically validate their thesis. We empower them if we don't wake up and do something about it. I was talking to a colleague here that's actually flown out from Silicon Valley to talk to me about some new ideas he has about how to push back on this. And he makes the point that if we don't resist, they'll continue to push until we do so. We must resist. We must demonstrate to them that we will not concede to their manipulations. We won't allow this. We won't permit it. And that is going to require a level of rising up, whatever you want to call it, protest, resistance. A lot of different words, but it's kind of, if it's not now, when?